For a city to be truly sustainable, it needs to be capable of providing a good standard of living for its residents and have a neutral effect on its surroundings. An example of a sustainable city planned is that of Dongtan in China. And here, again, we need to know what they've done in terms of strategies to make it sustainable and how these make it sustainable. So in terms of houses and homes, homes are going to be built alongside canals. The homes will be, much of the energy will be provided by micro wind turbines on the roofs, and that will obviously help to reduce energy bills and reduce the amount of fossil fuels that need to be burnt. Housing will also be based on a small communities model, with each small community having its own set of local shops, its own schools, its own children's nurseries, and their own doctor's surgeries. In terms of the environment, 60% of the land will be green space, and pollution regulations will be enforced strictly. Dongtan will have a fully integrated public transport system, which will include solar-powered water taxis, which make use of the canals, and hydrogen fuel cell cars, again, not based on oil. Cycle paths and pedestrian walkways will also help to encourage people out of the cars and reduce vehicle use. Energy across the city will largely come from rice waste, which will be used to fuel a power station, creating 65% of the energy needs. And the remainder of energy needs will be supplied by renewable energy sources such as solar panels and wind power. And in terms of managing the environment, the aim is to achieve 90% waste recycling, which will include human sewage being processed for composting and wastewater being processed for use in farming.